Welcome to UBP Podcast. My name is Cédric Lebert. I'm an investment specialist and fund selector. And today we are discussing the UAccess Long-Short Japan corporate governance and how it did navigate the equity market in April. Since its launch on July 14, 2020, the portfolio has been managed with a market and sector neutral strategy. There are 31 equally weighted long positions and 62 shorts. The gross exposure has been maintained within plus minus 10% of the 200% target. In line with our investment philosophy, net exposure was maintained within plus minus 2%. Our sector definitions are much narrower than the MSCI GIX classification, which reduces the portfolio systematic risk exposure. We separate the MSCI GIX consumer discretionary sector into automotive and consumer sectors, the material sector into chemicals and material sectors, the industrial sector into machinery, transport, and electronics sector, and the IT sector into electronics and tech and media sector. Net exposure for each of our narrower sectors has been consistently maintained within plus minus 1% using inflows to minimize trading costs. As at the 28th of April 2022, assets under management stood at $106 million. Let's talk about performance. US government bond yields rose sharply in the first half of April after the American inflation rate came at 8.5%. This pushed the yen down from 122 to 128, and the Japanese stock market fell minus 4.5%. The Japanese market was more stable in the second half of the month, although the yen continued to decline slowly to 130 to the dollar as American government bond yields continued to slowly rise. The strategy initially performed well while the market was falling. This positive performance came from the long side, which only fell minus 3% while the market fell minus 4%. The shorts moved in line with the declining markets. The strategy unfortunately then gave up the performance in the second half of the month, ending the month down 0.13%. The negative performance in the second half was driven by the short side rising plus 1% despite the flat market. The long side remained flat in the second half of the month, in line with the market. In total, the strategy generated positive returns during 48 of the 93 weeks since inception, 52% of the time. There were only 19 weeks with negative returns larger than minus 0.5%, compared with 30 weeks with returns greater than 0.5%. The cumulative return since inception is 8.9%, 4.9% annualized, with a volatility of 5.2. The maximum drawdown has been minus 5.9%, i.e. just over one standard deviation. Since inception, the tech and media sector has made the largest positive contribution to performance. Seven sectors made significant positive contribution to performance, namely utilities, materials, machinery, automotive, staples, chemicals, and financials. Only three sectors, transport, healthcare, and electronics, made meaningful negative contributions since inception. In April, the consumer sector gave up part of its inception to date returns. The tech and media, real estate sectors, chemical made small negative contribution to gross returns. The other sectors made modest positive contribution to returns and largely offset the negative contribution of the three underperforming sectors. On the top 10 weeks when the Topix 500 gross index outperformed the Topix 500 value index, the strategy had an average return of 0.19% compared to 2.21% return difference for the gross and value indices. On the top 10 weeks when the Topix 500 gross index underperformed the Topix 500 value index, the strategy had an average return of 0.19% compared to 3.21% negative return difference for the gross and value indices. The ex post beta of the strategy return to the return difference between the Topix 500 gross and Topix 500 value indices was almost zero, well, 0.01. On the top 10 weeks for the Topix 500 index, the strategy had an average return of 0.65% compared to 4.28% for the index. On the top 10 weeks for the Topix 500 index, the strategy had an average return of minus 0.18% compared to minus 3.35% for the index. The ex post beta of the strategy return to the index was 0.08 positive. What happened in the portfolio in April? Well, we took profit on 2 long and 4 short positions. The longs were the machinery and financial sectors and had outperformed by 15% and 14% since the positions were taken. The shorts were in the real estates, machinery, electronics, and material sectors. They had underperformed by minus 28, 27, 22, and 17% respectively since the position were taken. They were replaced by other companies in the same sector with appropriate governance and risk-reward characteristics. We also made 21 small rebalancing adjustments to 1. Maintain both market and sector neutrality, and 2. To deploy cash inflows. And 3. Bring the gross exposure back to 200% after the market declines. We took partial profit on 1 long position in the utility sector. Talking about the characteristics of the portfolio, the strategy has an ex-ante beta of 0.02 based on the weighted average of constituent stocks. The median return on equity of the long book is significantly higher than the short one, demonstrating the superior quality of the good governance companies. This is primarily driven by higher operating margins, as the longs have low leverage, whereas the shorts have high leverage. While the long book trade at a PBR premium relative to the short one, it trades at a significant PER and dividend yield discount, again demonstrating the superior profitability and cash generation of the long holdings. As the portfolio is sector neutral, these differences are driven by stock selection rather than sector allocation. To conclude, Japanese equities have remained relatively firm, and we expect them to remain this way given that PEs have already reached the bottom of historical levels. Japanese corporate as a whole should benefit from the yen depreciation. The correction of valuation will have a small impact on the Japanese market, as it consists of lower percentage of growth names than the US, and the country can still benefit from an economic reopening, and this has happened at a delayed timeline versus peers. Investor sentiment will likely cap share price growth over the near term, impacted by supply chain risk, increasing raw material prices, and city closures in China. However, corporate guidance for this fiscal year already largely factors in these points. We believe the Japanese equity market will recover to growth trajectory in the second half of the year, once the impact of the above can be properly seen. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. Please feel free to contact us for any questions or visit our website, ubp.com.